Today in studio, we still have Duncan McLean, the assistant director and overseer of the Gulf Coast State Foundation. So, Duncan, we've been talking about the foundation. What are the application dates for the application coming up?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Dana, because I have a tendency to forget the very most important step of the whole process is how to apply for scholarships. Mm-hmm. If you are a current Gulf Coast student listening right now and you want to apply for a scholarship, it's very simple. You just go into your MyGCSC portal and you will see a scholarship tag there, and you hit the tag or the link, and it's going to take you right to the front page of the application, and then you can just start answering questions, and when you finish, you just hit submit. That's how easy the process is.
Yeah.
It's not overly complicated. If you are a high school senior, or you're an individual looking to return as a student to Gulf Coast, or you're just a new student, you have to do a couple of steps. You have to apply to Gulf Coast, mm-hmm. and you have to be accepted into Gulf Coast, like we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You have to get that student ID number, set up your Gulf Coast email. Then you can go into the step where you enter your MyGCSE portal and hit the link and then go on to the application process. The application in and of itself, very simple. It takes about 20, 25 minutes to complete. That's if you're writing your essay answers. And one thing we forgot to mention is we don't charge a fee for our application process.
No, absolutely.
It's free of charge, and you just go into it that way.
No, that's awesome. And the dates, if they're open now, December 1st,
mm-hmm.
until March 15th. So
that's
we have
correct.
Plenty of time to get in those applications. It's going to be super easy to
that's
submit
right.
that. One question that I do have, how do your scholarships affect tuition?
Well, that's also an important question. If I'm a student and I receive a scholarship, what effect does it have on
uh-huh.
me as far
uh-huh.
as paying for my education? And if you use this year's example, our scholarship would cover about 55% of your tuition cost. So, you know, it'd be like me handing you a discount coupon for 50% off,
yeah.
and you took advantage of it, and, you know, so you're paying half the tuition bill. Now, if you couple that with financial aid, if you go and complete the FAFSA and you're eligible for financial aid, you can cover more of your tuition costs through pairing our scholarships up with financial aid. And we haven't even talked about combining them with Bright Futures, College
yeah.
Prepaid, anything like that. And if you put a good package together for a Gulf Coast student, you can almost cover your whole tuition costs. If you're a high school senior, you couple that with the Gulf Coast Guarantee
mm-hmm.
and our scholarship alone, you can almost pay your whole tuition bill, and that's not including what you would receive from financial aid. So
yeah,
it's
no,
a good package.
That's amazing. And the fact that you can couple the different scholarships
yes.
together, and
yes.
it's not just one that you can, you know, just one scholarship that you
right.
have that you can apply. It's several. And so that pretty much, especially with the Gulf Coast Guarantee, pays for your degree almost.
That's right.
Basically. No, that's awesome. And so if students want to get more information about that, or if a potential student
mm-hmm.
wants to get more information about that, where can they go?
Well, Dana, they can go to our website at gcscfoundation.org for all of our scholarship information. And we'll talk about the stacking of scholarships, like you just mentioned. We'll talk again about the application steps. We'll talk about how applicants are selected and the timelines. If you want more information on the Gulf Coast Guarantee, then you would go to the college's website, go under financial aid and look for that. If you're a parent out in the community listening to this, or a high school senior listening to that broadcast, you can do that too.
Okay, no, that's awesome. Well, the steps are super easy. Is there anything else that you, any more information that you want to talk about?
No, we just want to encourage everybody to go in and apply before March 15th. You know, our applications aren't first come, first serve, so you have plenty of time. We just want to remind everybody, start now, Make sure you keep in mind the March 15th deadline. And if you have any questions, you can call our foundation office. Our information's on our website. Our contacts are there. And if you want more information on scholarships, just go to our website, gcscfoundation.org.
Awesome. Well, Duncan, thank you so much for joining
the show.
I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap the show here on The Mix.